Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning and we've been talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship with Him. All along, what we are talking about is knowing Him now, knowing who He is, who we are in Him, what it's like to have a relationship with God now. We don't want to put off till tomorrow what we are, what God paid for us to be experiencing today. So think about that. Think about everything that you think heaven is going to be like. And what if instead of having to die to experience that, you can experience it right now? That's what God intends. For Him and for us as spirit beings, we are not restricted by time or distance for that matter. And knowing Him is being aware of our spiritual relationship and learning how to cooperate with Him to develop that same relationship on both the soulical and natural levels. So it's learning to know Him with our mind, with our will, and with our emotions. Remember, He wants you complete. He wants you whole. He wants you healed, and He wants you ruling and reigning on this earth. This is His purpose. So we are joining Him in something He has already said He wants to do. So we don't have to talk Him into it. We don't have to say, God, this is why I want this. This is why we've been talking about on Saturdays. If you have a desire, check with God. It might have come from Him. He gives you the desires in your heart. Don't discount them. Don't think, okay, God only gives me ministry or religious or hard desires, things I don't want. He's only there to keep me in line. No, He's enticing you. He's drawing you towards the things He wants for you. Yes, He knows what you need. And there are skills and characteristics that we need to develop. But He develops them through drawing us, not pushing us, not driving us. He draws us. And that gets us to what we want to talk about today is the Lord's visits in the supernatural realm. We've already talked about how He makes Himself known to us through our natural senses. We see Him, smell Him, taste Him, feel Him, and touch Him, or taste Him. There we go. Those are our natural senses. And unfortunately, most of us stop there. But your soul has senses as well. Remember, you are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. Your spiritual senses are already complete. They are full and functioning. Your natural senses, you're familiar with those. What we are at the most challenged in understanding and experiencing is our soulical senses. Now, let me ask you, if you tried to describe sight, to someone who was born blind, what would that be like? There would be no frame of reference. There would be, how do you describe sight to someone who's never seen? Or someone who has never heard, how do you describe what something sounds like? How do you describe a siren or a snore to someone who can't hear? They have no frame of reference. Well, basically, that's where we're starting with our solical senses. We have a very limited frame of reference. And me just describing it to you is not going to help that much. This is something that's better felt and experienced than talked about. We can talk about it, about what it's like, but until you've experienced what God has for you, it's going to be confusing because you won't have a frame of reference. Now, odds are that at some point in your life, God has made himself known to you on the supernatural level, not to your physical senses, but to your solical senses. You may have just had this gnawing sense of when you're making a decision what direction to go in. You may have had a sense when he was first revealing himself to you to draw you to him as your savior. You may have experienced him in his conviction of your sin nature, that you are going to be unable to change yourself and that you needed him. You may have experienced indescribable joy or satisfaction. You may have experienced revelation, unexpected and unsourced information. You knew something when you had no way of knowing it. So think back to those things, and you may even want to document them as we go forward. Lord, we ask you to increase our awareness of those ways that you have, in our past, revealed yourself to us solically, to our solical senses. Bring to our memory and remind us of those places that we've experienced in the past. And as we go forward, continue to make us sensitive and aware of those areas where you are revealing yourself to our soul. We don't need to be so scholarly about this. We don't need to worry about classifying the way the Lord reveals himself. Over time, we probably will. But for right now, let's just get used to the understanding that God has revealed himself and is revealing himself to us in three areas: in the natural realm, to our natural senses, in the supernatural realm, to our solical senses, and in the spiritual realm, to our spiritual senses. Your spirit is done. You can put a check mark next to you, the spiritual realm. That's done. The natural realm, you are fairly familiar with. We all need to increase our awareness, and God certainly is going to increase his revelation of himself, his revealing of himself in that area. But our main work is going to be in the solical senses. at one time, they were in perfect working order. Okay, but since you were born into this earth, your solical senses have not functioned properly because they have been separated from your soul, your spirit. So they were functioning with being disconnected, without all the information they needed, without all the abilities they needed. But now we can say that they've been, now that you've become a spirit being, we can say that you've been plugged in. And now God is able to download the information that you need in order for your solical senses to be booted up, to be restarted into your system. But now you have to learn how to use them. They're there. They're awake. They're available. But we have to learn how to use them. And that's all they are. They are not you. Your ability to perceive your own senses is not a reflection on your identity. Your identity is spiritual, and that has been defined, and that's a finished product. As far as God is concerned, you're not going to change. Okay, your spirit is done. It's well-pleasing to Him. He's given you two thumbs up. You are finished. But our experience right now, you listening to me and thinking about these things, you're operating out of your soul. God's job within you and our job to cooperate with Him is to bring that soul, what you're listening and thinking, is to bring that into alignment under your spirit. Now, there's the distinction between hearing and listening. When you are in a busy, crowded street, or amongst a crowd, or there's a bunch of people talking to you up in the elevator, they have that music, I'll bet most of the time if you got off the elevator and somebody asked you what music was playing, you'd be aware that there was music playing, but you wouldn't have the foggiest idea what it was, because you were hearing it. The audio waves were in the air, and they were hitting your eardrums, and it was registering that there was music. But you weren't listening. You weren't paying attention. You weren't interpreting the information that your body was taking in. So hearing is the natural sense. Listening is the solical sense. So as we develop the listening skill towards God, we will be able to discern and objectively receive what He is saying. That's the whole, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Everybody has ears. But we aren't always able to listen. And this is not listening by our just our own knowledge, our own interpretation, but in light of submission to what we're hearing, Lord, is that you? Lord, what does this mean? Right now, our day-to-day lives are based much more on our natural senses. What's going on in our natural body? We know when it's time to sleep. We know when it's time to get up. We know when it's time to eat. And we smell and we see and we do in the natural realm. What our natural activities take up the vast majority of our time and attention, our energy and effort. But as we increase our awareness of what is going on in the supernatural realm, He will start to make us aware of, shall we say, it's a parallel reality. the things of this world will go strangely dim. The majority will change, that we will still be in this world and taking care of business, but our awareness and our interaction with what is already going on right now in the supernatural realm will include us. We will be interacting and aware of the supernatural realm at the same time we are interacting and are aware of the natural realm. So the more our skills, our solical skills, are fine-tuned, the more we are able to interact with all three realms, the natural, the soul, supernatural, and the spiritual. And it comes, it will become, because that's the way God created us, it becomes easier. So right now, we all take it for granted, walking around this earth. What do we have to do today? If you're driving, you just take it for granted. It's not hard, is it? To see, you open your eyes. You may need glasses, you may need to adjust the light. But you take it for granted. Your other senses, we take for granted. We understand, okay? And if we need glasses, we get them. If we need a hearing aid, we get it. If we're cold, we put a coat on. We make adjustments. We don't think that much of it. Well, the acceptance and comfort we have with our natural senses and our physical characteristics, we will become as comfortable, if not more so, with our solical characteristics and skills and senses. So it's difficult to learn. It's a challenge to learn. But it gets easier. It doesn't get harder. When you were first just a baby, you had to learn. Your eyes had to learn how to focus. You learned how to distinguish smells and tastes. And don't put your hand on hot things. And when you weren't comfortable, you cried. And you learned how your body worked, to walk, to crawl, to run, ride a bike, drive a car. Most of us have learned that. The point being is that in the physical realm, you had to learn these things, but now you take them for granted. It's the same in the solical realm. You don't need to understand yet what these skills are that God's developing. This is not a test. This is not, God's not looking for an opportunity just to give you information. He's quickening your senses and awakening them and making the connection between your spirit, soul, and body that will make him able to flow freely throughout your being. In your spirit, you're already cooperating with him, so this is not about you wanting to do this. You've already said, sign me up. So with that in mind, if there are areas where you have concerns, that's what you need to deal with. It's not an either or. Doesn't matter. God's not going to let you get away with living only a partial life. Because that partial life restricts him, is a hindrance to his purpose in your life. Now, we are under his time frame for our time here on this earth. And I suspect that he's not going to get everything done in us during this time frame. We could say that's probably a pretty good bet, because as far as I know, no one alive or since he sent his own son, has achieved that complete union of spirit, soul, and body. And that's what we're really talking about. There are problems with our soul, with our body, that need to be corrected. And we understand that. That's something we can grasp, that we all need healing in our physical bodies. But we are so ignorant about our soul. Once, if that was ever taken care of, if our soul was fully restored to its rightful relationship with our spirit, we would be complete spirit, soul, and body, because the issues in our body are so minimal compared to the problems we have in our soul. So that's what we're working for. That's what we're working toward. And that's one of the reasons we also want to be aware that that's where we're the most vulnerable to our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we've been that way not only in our lifetime, but in previous generations, all the way back to Adam and Eve. But that dependence on our own understanding has been broken. When we talk about God being our teacher and our guidance counselor and our trainer, this is the area that he has the greatest challenge in. But we also have the greatest potential for making advancements, letting him do the work, depending on him, and having that confidence that he knows, he's arranged training experiences for you. He's arranged every day of your life, every circumstance in your life to accomplish his purpose. And we want to join him in that. We want him to increase our awareness of everything he's doing in our life as an opportunity to learn to depend on him. So the awareness of the supernatural realm is essential in recognizing and responding to both the presence, God making himself known to us through his presence, and communication of and with God. Remember, we're not just receivers. We just don't hear and listen. We respond. God wants to talk to us. He wants us to ask questions and respond and communicate and laugh and have fun with him. I want you to think about the person that you're most at ease with, the person you're most comfortable with. That's how God wants to be with you. It's not about him being this great, big, huge God and you just cowering or limiting your relationship with him. Let him define it. He will reveal himself to you as you are able to receive. He's not a bully. He's not going to force himself on you. Again, he's going to draw you. But his goal is that our confidence of his presence and communication with us is based on experience. This is one of the reasons we need to be real consistent in putting away a lot of this religious jargon. Because when we talk about our beliefs and faith and gifts and all this kind of stuff, it detracts, it keeps us from reality. So we stick with words that describe our everyday relationships. So most of us have, at one time or another, again, in one way or another, sensed the presence of the Lord. We may have heard his voice internally or felt him move or even just recognized his guidance. You know, he's given us direction or even just a series of circumstances in our life. We go, wow, no, you know, that's just, can't believe how this all just fell into place. And we may not literally conclude that must have been God doing that, but we knew it was. Our goal, though, is to be, again, actively participating in the learning process, to develop our senses and increase our awareness. So how do we cooperate? There's two main ways. First, as we were just talking about, on a moment-by-moment basis, we respond. We recognize that our, just as we use our natural senses throughout the day, and we take them for granted, throughout the day we are also using our solical senses. We just may not be aware of it, or we may not be using those senses real well. The other way is basically by going to school. There's no entrance fee. There's no, you don't have to leave your house. But you commit yourself to learning what God has to teach. You take him seriously that he wants to quicken your solical senses. And he wants to reveal himself to you. And it's fairly common in Christian circles to, there's quite a few names for this. There's practicing his presence and waiting on the Lord and all different kinds of terms like that. And they all refer to the same thing. They have different methodologies and purposes and rationales for it. But the point is that we only have two things we can offer God, and those are our time and attention, and those are what he's after. So we develop the practice of waiting on the Lord and cultivating quietness as a lifestyle. You put your time into things that are valuable to you. Okay, think about it. What do you value? How do you know you value it? And even if it's just something you're putting your money into, that's related to your resources. Through depending on God, through waiting on him, we make ourselves fully available to be taught directly by God. Then as we are available and he teaches us, we put what we've learned into action. We test it. We see if it works. So though attending conferences and reading books and receiving prayer and exercising your gifts are all helpful in the process, there is absolutely no substitute for hearing and listening and being taught directly by the Lord. We rob him of his throne rights and reject his sovereignty and his lordship when we substitute any other authority or teachings for his personal one-on-one instruction. Our goal is simply to help you learn to depend on him, to be taught by him. We're not teaching you. We're helping you go to the teacher. So thank you for tuning in. We'll pick this up here next Thursday. We'll be getting back together again at 9 o'clock on Saturday to continue our series. Until then, have a great rest of the week. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas, Prepare Radio.